So the Ramban says, so you can have a situation where Bal Maaseh HaTov, you have someone who, he does good things, Shenichshal Ba'Avera Achat Bilvad, but he messed up on one sin. But that's a sin which, according to the heavenly formula, gets carries a weight in this world. So he gets a death penalty in this world. It could be that that year they'll write and sign him off for death. That he'll either pass away in that year, or to live a year of suffering. So then, what would you call that person? He walked out of court a loser. That's what the Talmud calls completely wicked. It doesn't mean he's completely wicked. The ruling was a completely bad one. Not in his favor. Even though technically he's pious, and he will merit the world to come. You can't gauge him based on what he's suffering here. Now look at his neighbor. His neighbor might be completely wicked, yet he merits life this year, but he's still going to lose it all completely in the long run. You could have the greatest prophet, Moshe Rabbeinu, but he did one thing wrong, right? Whatever it was he did wrong, you see that God tells him you're going to die for that this year. And Moshe Rabbeinu does die. And says the Ramban, as great as he is, that Rosh Hashanah, Moshe Rabbeinu was nikra bekan rasha gamur. That's called that he lost his case. That's what the Talmud calls rasha gamur. Ve'yachav, and then you go to the wicked king who caused people to sin, married a non-Jewish woman, and it says about him, ha'ra'ita ki nichna achav mipanai. God tells the prophet Eliyo, you see, Achav has some respect. He regrets what he did wrong. I'm going to give him so many more years to his life. So he was granted longevity. Nikabekan tzaddik amur. That's what the Talmud here calls tzaddik amur. These terms, which seem like a complete term, is he completely righteous or completely sinful? That's not what it means. It means, is he going to win the case or lose the case? If he gets life, that's called winning the case, tzaddik amur. If he gets the death sentence, that's called rasha gamur. But it's not a complete term. He's completely wicked. Was Moshe Rabbeinu completely wicked the year he died? No. It means he lost his case. So that's the Ramban's starting point. And we're just at the beginning. We'll pick up here, Bezrat Shem, next time.